He was in agony when he prayed in Gethsemane. For the price it was to pay seemed too much for him. He contemplated the price to be paid for humanity. And even the Almighty turned his back at him. They used to love to stay with the Master, but now they considered him a disaster. The ones who cried Hosanna, Hosanna, same ones who led him straight to Golgotha. Judas was too quick to betray him. Peter couldn't wait to deny him. The world at large will reject him. Tell me what you wanna do to him. But why didn't the Jews know he's the King of Kings? When even the stars and the kings know he's the King of Kings. The sun and the moon was his authority, because he told them once and they be standing still. They hung him high, stretched him wide. He hung his head and then he died. But that's not how the story ends. And but thought that he rose again.
Jesus Christ the Son of God. Oh yes, oh yes. Hallelujah, he arose. Oh yes, oh yes. Hallelujah, he arose. The Prince of Peace arose. Hallelujah, he arose. Oh yes, oh yes. Jesus Christ the Son of God.
Sunday morning, he was still in the tomb on the Sunday morning. Death had him in his womb on the Sunday morning.
Mary was weeping, the gods were watching.
Why do you seek for the living amongst the dead? Though he died like a lamb, but he's still not dead. Cause even in the grave, he's not over death. Now we have the victory over death.
I see an angel of the Lord come down from heaven. He rode us to the world like a little pebble.
They hung him high, stretched him wide. He hung his head and then he died. But that's not how the story ends. On the third day he rose again.
Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Oh yes, oh yes. Hallelujah, he arose.
At this, when the sun refused to shine upon this awful scene, and humanity has lost hope because all they saw was the cross and his bleeding victim, their future seemed to be darkened with despair as they watched him laid in the tomb, hands folded on his breast, his eyes shut and his lips seeming forever silent. They watched as a heavy stone was rolled against the entrance of a tomb, and a guard of 100 soldiers around the sepulchre. Permit me to say, Jesus was very dead, but that was not how the story ended. For 3 days later, early Sunday morning, there was a mighty earthquake, for an angel of the Lord has descended from the heavens, his eyes as lightning, and his raiment as white as snow. For the fear of him, the guards did shake and fall down like dead men. Brave soldiers that have never been afraid of human power, taking captives without sword or spear. For the face that they beheld today was not the face of a mortal warrior, but the face of the captain of the Lord's army, the power of his resurrection. They watched as he rolled away the heavy stone, as one who rolled away a tiny pebble. And Jesus stepped out of the grave proclaiming, "Oh death, where is thy sting? Oh grave, where is thy victory? Open up your gates and let the King of Glory come on in." Who is the King of Glory? He's the Lord God, strong and mighty. Who is the King of Glory?
Above the heroes again,
Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Yeah.